Hello, everybody. I hope we are all well. My name's George. This is the FPL Banter Pod. I'm still fighting this sort of cold cough thingy, so I apologise if I sound a bit bunged up and all that nonsense. But the double game week is finished. This is a very late pod. I do realise that. As I say, I'm still not feeling great, hence why this is late. But I thought with it being such a big game week next week, sort of, I feel like the last of the really big ones before we have the home straight, I thought it was best to try and give my views on this week and how last week went for me. So the start of last week, the double game week was very uninspiring at the end. You know, the doubles we'd hope would show up didn't. I captained De Bruyne, as I said I would. I just about got away with it because Saka got a two-pointer. Salah blanked, even though he weren't a doubler, but Salah blanked. Who else blanked? Marmoush blanked. So, yeah, a lot of blanks, basically, from the players we were hoping we'd turn up. If you went Eze or Mateta as captain, you've done all right. But the majority of us went for the Marmoush or Saka Salah ones. And I tried to go a bit different with De Bruyne. He got a clean sheet point and then he got a bonus point against Villa. So, as I say, he ended up just on top. for those who still had the AM and most likely had him on Glasner, well done. He got the bonus points there and... or Arteta and Howe, you would have got some points there as well. It was a flat double game week. And it's always annoying. I got very lucky because I had Wisser in my bench boost. I took a hit to bring in a Brentford player. Because I thought we'd beat Brighton. I didn't think we'd score four past them though. So I was a little bit surprised by that. And I thought we played really well on the day. And yeah, if you had him Mbeumo or Wissa, you would have been laughing to the bank with if you had him on the bench boost. But yeah, Wissa kind of saved me this week and got me a green arrow, which I'm like 350 seconds. So I'm literally on the cusp of the top 100k, which is mental. First time ever, I'm hopefully going to be into double... out of the top 100k, which would be amazing. And so this week is very... I'll tell you what, I'll be honest. I've had a mental breakdown about this free hit. I've had to use a free hit because I use a bench boost with all those doublers, which means if you add all the doublers, you're now going to have a blank game week this week. So unless you've used your free hit and you now have like three players available to play, then you're in a bit of a sticky situation. But hopefully, like me, you've planned for this, and which we have. So the plan was always to free hit in this week. It's been activated. And I will... basically, I'll read you my team, and then I'll kind of go through where you could go, where I could go, and that kind of thing. So, as it stands, I have... so I have Jose Sarr in goal, Kirkez, Cucurella, Ryan Aitnori, Iwobi, Murphy, Salah, who at the moment is my captain, Mbeumo, Diaz, Cunha and Isak. Now, I know a lot of people are kind of going for the 3-4-3 formation. I'm at the moment on the 3-5-2. But I'm going backwards and forwards in so many decisions and I'm literally second guessing myself on a lot of it. So we'll start the keeper. Jose Sarr, I'm locked in with. Leicester can't score. I saw a stat the other day which said, I know they're playing away Leicester, but Leicester haven't scored at home. But I think something like there's been four managers at West Brom was the last time Leicester scored a home goal. There's been four different managers at West Brom, which is just ridiculous. So Saar's in, and I am going double Wolves defence. Wolves are kind of the informed team at the moment, and Leicester are probably, you know, Vardy's basically said, I've had enough of this shit, I'm out of here. And Ruud van Nistelrooy just isn't the man, you know, to try and get Leicester over the line. I imagine van Nistelrooy will be sacked at the end of the season, and Leicester will probably look for like a proven championship manager to get them over the line. But Leicester ain't it. They're just not. They should never really got rid of Steve Cooper, to be honest, because Steve Cooper is a I will save you kind of manager, and Ruud just isn't. They took a shot at a player legend that van Nistelrooy is, and it just didn't work out for them. So yeah, I've got Saar and Ait Nouri in the double Wolves defence. I've got Cucurella. More for his attacking prowess, because I think he scored 4 goals in his last 7 games or something for Chelsea. So it's kind of mad. So he's in, and he's locked. Now, Kerkez at the moment is in. That was Fabian Schär, but he seems to, apparently he's got a hamstring issue. But Eddie Howe hopes he will be okay. Now, I don't trust Eddie Howe with anything. Every time he says, oh yeah, he's fine, he don't play. And when he says, yeah, he's not fit, he does play. So I'm not trusting Eddie. And I think without Fabian Schär, there's a little bit of a risk with Newcastle's... that Newcastle can keep a clean sheet. Saying that, Ipswich have a lot of injuries at the moment. Leif Davis got a red card against Arsenal last week as well. So they're very short for numbers anyway, and our Ipswich are basically down anyway. So, I may revert back to Trippier or Livra. Livramento, sorry. So my 3 options, I'm either going to go Kerkez, Livramento or Trippier, or I will get Sessegnon. Now, I've seen a lot of teams, Sessegnon is still in there. He's playing as a right winger, basically, for Fulham at the moment. But there's been murmurs that maybe Harry Wilson will come straight back in. So, I don't trust a Fulham defence. It's not so much I don't trust Fulham. It's more, no matter how bad Southampton are, they seem to just get a goal against anyone. You know, they've scored against Liverpool. They've scored against Arsenal. They scored last week against West Ham, where a lot of managers were fuming because they would have had Areola for that game. They seem to lose 3-4-1, 2-1, 3-1. Like, they get battered, but they always seem to just get that one goal, which is why at the moment I've got no Fulham in my defence. But the Sessegnon pick is tempting. But I'm leaning towards leaving him out, and I'm either going to go Kerkez or Livramento, I think. Livramento is sitting on my bench. So the only reason I've got Kerkez is Bournemouth still have an outside chance, like Fulham, to get into Europe if Villa absolutely... Or Villa or Chelsea, they absolutely flop their lines in the next 5-4 game weeks. Which I don't see happening, but Bournemouth at home, still a hard fixture for Man United. Man United won't really care. Amorim's already said he's going to bring the kids out for the next Premier League games. You know, you can see Bournemouth winning this, and you could actually see them keeping a clean sheet like Wolves did against them last week as well. So, yeah, I think maybe at the moment, Kerkez could actually be a bit of a differential, because I think a lot of us free hitters will go for the teams, the relegation teams. It's between Kerkez and Livramento at the moment. Now, my midfield 5, so Iwobi, he's in, he's locked. I think he's been brilliant the last few games. He scored 3 goals and 1 assist in his last 4, I think. So he's on form, and Iwobi's probably playing the best football he's ever played, maybe since his early days at Arsenal. He never really hit it off at Everton. But at Fulham, he's been a player. And he's always in there or thereabouts when it comes to the assists or the goals. He's always a part of it, it seems. So Iwobi's in for me. Murphy, there's a bit of a dilemma, and there's a narrative that maybe Gordon will start over Murphy. I don't buy it. I think Murphy's been brilliant, as Barnes has. Why fix something if it ain't broken? Now, I know they lost 4-1 against Villa the other night. But Villa are a very good side, and at home, they've only lost twice this season. So I actually didn't really see Newcastle. I did do a draw in my predictions, but I couldn't see Newcastle winning that game. But I don't think he'll break the system. I think Barnes has deserved to keep his place at the moment, and I think Murphy has as well. So I'm going for Murphy. And yeah, look, he's not let me down since I brought him in around game week 30, I think I brought him in. And he's not let me down. He was almost a captaincy option on one of those weeks. So, yeah, he's locked in. Salah. We'll have a conversation about Liverpool and Spurs game in a minute. As I feel quite strongly about a certain thing about that game. And we got Brian. We got Brian and we got Diaz, the other Liverpool player. Brian and Mbeumo, for me, slightly biased, he's probably been one of the best players this season down that right side. And he's probably, in terms of that right side, I'd probably say he's the best right winger in the league at the moment, in form. He's probably second to Saka, in my opinion. And that's how good he's been. I get it. Some of his goals have come from penalties and all that. But, you know, last week he was brilliant against Brighton. He got one assist, two goals. was it two assists? I can't remember now. So, but he was brilliant. He scored two goals. I know that much. And he was fantastic. And he's always been fantastic. There's a few games where he's gone a bit quiet and he's just stayed wide. But all in all, he's been terrific for Brentford and as Wissa. And I wrote it on the Slack that I'm with the EPL family. Him and Wissa have had 18 goal combos together. So that means between them, they've had a goal and assist for each other, basically. So, and I think they're the best behind Diaz and Salah, which are, you know, then the other two that are in my team. I appreciate Brentford do have a hard game, Forest away. Brentford don't really have anything to play for now. That Chelsea-Fulham game the last weekend decided that, because there was a bit of an outside chance. We were in the mix for that Europa spot. But I think it's not really doable for us now. But I think, you know, Brentford will still have aspirations to finish in the top half of the table. And Forest, look, I hope Forest get top five. I really do. I think they deserve it. And I think they've had a terrific season. But in that second half against Spurs, they just started to look really leggy. And I think on another day, with a proper striker, Spurs would have got something out of that game. Again, Spurs, it don't matter. Because all they care about is that Europa semi and hopefully winning the Europa final to get to the Champions League. Same as Man United. So the league doesn't matter at the moment to them. And it won't, really, to fans. I think fans will go, fine, finish 17-16, we don't care, as long as we get Champions League football next season. And then Man United and Spurs can rebuild. But yeah, I think Forest, they just look a little bit leggy. And I think the pace of Brian and Wissa can exploit that. And it is the last game. It's a Thursday night game. So it'll be nice to have another player after all the weekend madness is done. There's another player waiting to play. Chris Wood may come in to my team. I'm not sure yet. But I said about Spurs and Liverpool. And there's been a bit of a... I've had a debate with my mate Danny on the Slack, in the FPL family Slack, and we're going backwards and forwards a bit of how we thought the Liverpool game was going to go. Because I'm in starting Raul in a three up top, or going for the midfield five and having Diaz in there. Diaz has a good record against Spurs, by the way. That's why I'm bringing him in. But there's this narrative, I suppose, that Spurs are in party mode, which they are. If they draw or win Sunday, they win the league. You know, no matter what happens, even if Spurs win, Liverpool will just win the league the week after that. They're winning the league. Arsenal ain't going to go and win every game for the rest of the season. Liverpool aren't going to lose every game to the rest of the season. You know, Liverpool have autopiloted the last three or four games and they've got over the line. But in their last four games, in their last six games in all competitions, Liverpool have only scored a maximum of 2 goals a game. Now, I get it. Spurs are crap in the league. They've been awful. They've been terrible. And whether that's injuries or Ange's tactics or whatever, they've been bad. However, that second half against Forest, I thought they were excellent. And I generally thought they were going to get a draw out of that. The only issue was they had Richarlison up front. Now, Ange will probably, because of that Europa final on next Thursday, they will probably play the same team, albeit maybe a few will come out. Like, maybe he won't start Van de Ven and Romero. He'll just play kids, essentially, because he'll know it means nothing. He knows Liverpool in party mode, and I get it. Liverpool are in party mode, but I just don't. But there's got to be a sense of pride in football and in these clubs, and Spurs will not want to go into that Bodo Glimt game knowing they just got battered in their last game 5-0. It would be such a morale knockoff on the morale. I know the morale ain't exactly there for Spurs anyway, but there seemed to be a bit of togetherness in that second half that I think that there's been this narrative maybe they're not playing for Ange anymore. And I didn't see that in the Europa game against Frankfurt, and I didn't really see that against Forest. Albeit, yes, they had a crappy start. They conceded 2 goals in the first 13 minutes. And if Liverpool do that, it could be a rout, and it could be a rut that maybe Spurs can't get out of. I just think Spurs are literally, they're on the beach. They're also piloting till the end of the season, because they know the league's won. No matter where it is, the league's won. Whether they win it Sunday at Anfield, which is what they'll want to do, or they'll win it at Chelsea away. They'll rather win it at home, the fans anyway, and I'm sure the players will as well. I just don't see Spurs getting beat 5-6-0 or 4-0. I think it'll be 3-1. I think Spurs will score, by the way. That's why I've got no Liverpool in my defence at all. I think Spurs will score 100%. That's probably the, if I had to bet on something to happen this weekend, that's a certainty. That is one of the certainties for me. That's Tottenham will score against Liverpool. As this is a Liverpool side who are on autopilot. They will score goals against Spurs, because Spurs can't defend anyway, really. But it will feel like a friendly. The fans will be in party mode and they'll enjoy it, they'll love it, and great. Well done to Liverpool. Fantastic. They've been brilliant this season. But the last four games, they've autopiloted all these games. And they scored one goal against Leicester last week. Leicester are the worst team in the league. I actually think Southampton are better than Leicester. That's how bad Leicester are. But they managed to only score one by a Trent goal, which was a good goal, but they scored the one. Salah hasn't scored in the last, the last time he scored was two penalties against Southampton, and that was six game weeks ago now. So even though Salah is my captain, on form, you could kind of go, maybe I should go Isak, or maybe I should, you know, have a punt on Iwobi or Murphy. I will probably stick with Salah, because everyone, I think, will go Salah. But I'm just, yeah, I don't think Liverpool are just going to rock up and win 5-6-0. My prediction for that game is 3-1. So the only changes I'm considering is basically Diaz. I'm considering Diaz. So if Diaz comes out, I then have a front striker free, which will probably be, if I did it now, it will probably be Cunha, Raul and Isak. However, Chris Wood is back. He's fit. He scored against Spurs last week. And I think in a number nine position, other than basically Haaland and Isak, in the league, he's probably the third best striker in terms of numbers this season. So it kind of feels a bit wrong leaving him on the bench in a game that matters to Forest. They need to win to keep the pressure on getting that top five spot. So I may make a last minute change and take Cunha out for Chris Wood, as I don't trust Chris Cunha. You know, we've seen how many red cards he's had this season, and there's been all these strong, really strong rumours that he's basically pre-signed a deal to go to United in the summer. So it might be maybe the manager and the players may not want him around anymore because, you know, well, you're leaving us, mate. So, you know. and Wolves, the board, might go, right, we're getting a big cash in here from United for Cunha. So maybe, you know, look, and you basically have the rest of the season off because we don't want you getting injured because we want this payday. So, yeah, that's kind of a decision I'm going to make in the morning. And basically either Kirkez or a Newcastle defender. But, yeah, hope you've enjoyed my rambles. Sorry about the voice. And I hope you have a great game week, Green Arrows, whatever you're doing, whether you're free hitting, whether you don't need the free hit, whether you've got enough to deal with the blank game weeks with all the FA Cuppers. But yeah, Green Arrows, and I will be back for game week 35.